Generally in life, I would always try to be optimistic as far as possible, but I really do think a bit of realism in relation to this project is what's needed. So there was $7.9 million granted to the county from the Department of Transport for strategic improvement works on regional roads and on main arterial routes throughout the county. And of that $7.9 million, the Buncrana Relief Road was awarded $30,000. So that's less than 0.5%. It was 0.4% of that total. Now, you and I both know the cost of construction and the cost of these major projects were far away from the construction stage, but 30,000 is less than a drop in the ocean. It really isn't going to do anything, in my opinion, or certainly not anything of great value in relation to the project. And I just feel that a lot more has to be done from the council side to drive this project on. We can't sit back and wait on the Department of Transport to come to us. We have to put the hard work in now at this side to get this project ready where the department can say, OK, now we're in a position to fund it.
There'll be a lot of environmental impact studies required, a lot of preparatory work, a lot of planning, and that 30,000 won't even go to fund the environmental impact reports that are going to be necessary. How close is the council, do you believe, to actually commissioning those reports and starting work along with the Road Design Office on actually getting at least a plan in place?
Well, Donald, that's what I've been trying to find out for the last month or 6 weeks, even before the funding announcement was made about a fortnight ago. And quite honestly, I don't know. My own impression is that we're not really near it, that we're not ready. And it doesn't seem as if we're in a position to really put the foot down and put the shoulder to the wheel and start doing the hard work on this project to get it to a place where it is ready for major funding. The standard response seems to be that the statutory consents aren't in place, that the design phase hasn't been gone through, that CPOs haven't been started and all the rest of it. But my question is, when are we going to start doing that work? We can't continue to use that as an excuse and to try and validate reasons as to why the department haven't granted us major funding. In terms of millions is what we're talking about, to be able to progress this project to construction. And I would say, Donald, this is more than just a roads project. The point I made at the MD meeting today was that it'll alleviate the traffic problems within Buncrana Town that are there and evident 7 days a week now. But far more than that, it's going to open up swathes, acres of ground that is zoned as residential phase one that can then be developed for housing. So it's killing two birds with one stone and it's tackling two very big issues in Buncrana, the need for additional housing and indeed the traffic concerns and the traffic jams that we have on a daily basis through the town.
As you said, there is a need for more information as to where exactly the process is. As part of that, the MD members are seeking a workshop with council officials and the Donegal Roads Design Office. And I suppose the sooner you get such a workshop, the sooner everyone can sit down in the same room and really ask the questions that need to be asked from your perspective, the sooner you'll get those answers. And maybe the sooner the council and the councillors will have a clearer vision of what needs to happen next.
Absolutely, Donald. And look, it's vitally important. And I would say it's going to be, you know, a case of having difficult conversations. And really now, from my point of view, it's essential that the council executive and that the road design team prioritise this project. I said today that after the 10T project in Letterkenny, it must be the most important road project that we have in the whole county, Buncrana being the biggest town in Anishinaabe and the second biggest in County Donegal. So I really am looking forward to that meeting and I want it to happen sooner rather than later. So that we can set out a plan and a roadmap going forward with this project to get it to a place where everything that has to happen happens, all the statutory consents are in place, the CPO process has gone through, the design is done, and where we're able to go to the department and say, we are now ready, please give us the funding to be able to proceed to construction. And I want that to happen, and I'm going to insist that it happens in a timely manner. We're not coming back this time next year, not much further down the process. We have to work out how we're going to move this project on.